Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where our panelists get to indulge their dark side and lie to you. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Charlene Zeckler, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, how are things in Denver?
Excellent. We have great weather. It's a beautiful place.
Charlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Charlene's topic?
Oceanfront property in Iowa. I'll take it.
As the old saying goes, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, and you clearly have picked the right person to fool. This week we read about someone who trusted a little bit too much, paid a price. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about gullible people. Choose the true story. You will win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. First up, let's hear from Kiri O'Connor.
The course of true love never did run smooth, but in Worcester, Massachusetts, it's hit the equivalent of a moose on the interstate. In a rare civil annulment procedure in Worcester Probate Court, a man identified as Michael P. seeks to dissolve his marriage to Crystal P. They met on the internet last fall, and on the first date, Crystal told Michael she was a Powerball winner, a Playboy model, and the ex-wife of a guy who kidnapped her. Inexplicably, there was a second date. Subsequently, Crystal opened up about being an interpreter, a police negotiator, niece of a guy on Motley Crue. Oh, and BFF with the lead singer of Michael's super fave band, Rush. It went on. Eventually, she revealed herself as the love child of, you can see this coming, John Lennon and Janis Joplin. Eventually, it just came to be too much for Michael. Michael's troubles may be over soon, except that Crystal claims to be preggers with triplets, which the hospital denies.
A rather imaginative bride in Worcester, Massachusetts. Your next story of someone getting suckered comes from Charlie Pierce.
The Milwaukee Brewers are having a great season. Even so, Patsy Brzezinski of Platteville should have known better than to believe he'd meet a princess at the bratwurst stand. It would have saved him a lot of trouble and 3 nights in an Albanian jail. In May, at a game in Miller Park, Patsy met a woman at the concession stand. She told him that her name was Melky Oxhorn. She was the niece of ex-King Zog, and Patsy was intrigued by her accent and regal bearing. They went out again, and on their third date, she told him that she was the hereditary princess Tirana Regal, the Albanian capital. As proof, she showed him a necklace of rubies and a signet ring with the characteristic double-headed eagle of Albania. She told him that she was returning to her country with the jewels to establish her claim to her great-aunt's estate. He accompanied her, and on the first night there, the local police broke down their hotel room door. The woman, whom they told him was a smuggler, was nowhere to be found. It took 3 days to sort the whole thing out, and Brzezinski has returned home and says he is now a Cubs fan.
An Albanian princess turns out not to be, and your last story of someone getting taken advantage of comes from Paul Prevenza.
We've all gotten those scam spam emails wherein some government official of Nigeria has died and left millions behind that's been hidden away, and someone else needs your help to get it out of the country in return for a hefty percentage of the money. Well, it didn't seem too good to be true to Mr. Dean Cameron of Tulsa, Oklahoma, who sent $3,800 to get that process started. It turns out that Mr. Cameron was so gullible, he didn't just fall for the scam, he fell for a scam of the scam. The email he received wasn't from the typical Nigerian fraudster, but from his coworker in the office next door. Mr. Cameron sent the money to the bogus address, not even realizing it was right in his own office building. The fake faker, Victor Isaac, used the money to buy 3,800 lottery tickets, which he then gave to Mr. Cameron. I wanted to teach him a lesson, he said. He's always falling for these dopey schemes. I'm his best friend. Someone had to teach him a lesson.
So let's review your choices. From Kiri O'Connor, the story of a woman who turned out to be none of the very, very many, many, many things she told her husband she was. From Charlie Pierce, a man who was taken in when he thought he met a princess of Albania at a bratwurst stand in Milwaukee. From Paul Prevenza, the world's first fake Nigerian email. Which of these is the real story of someone being suckered?
Well, they also all sound very implausible, but I think I'm going to go with the third one with Paul's
Paul's story of
office
the
antics,
person
yes.
who faked the fake email from Nigeria?
Yes.
All right, your choice then is Paul Prevenza's story about the Nigerian email. Well, we spoke with someone who had an interesting perspective to bring to the true story.
You can get married very easily in Las Vegas, but we can't ask them, do you love each other?
That was Charlotte Richards, owner of the Little White Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas, explaining how she makes sure couples in her chapel are serious when they say, I do. In other words, the true story, it turns out, was Kiri's, about the woman who said all those remarkable things about herself, all of which her husband believed.
Can I just say that we can't really be sure that he believed this or he was just enthusiastically agreeing?
Well, there you go. Maybe he was simply being a good husband. I'm the love child of Janis Joplin and John Lennon. Of course, dear. You are, dear.
Yes, dear.
I'm sorry, but as you figured out, Kiri had the right answer.
I'm sorry, too.
Yeah, so you did not win our prize. You did earn a point for Paul Prevenza for his remarkably true-sounding story of the fake email. So thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.